And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, you join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have the man, Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris, is here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or if you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure, the Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Venture-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great time today is going to be and a great show. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Captain Frank Lopresti, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Frank.
Great to have you in the world headquarters here, which is actually the beautiful thing is we're overlooking the Royal Polaris as we speak right now.
It's too bad that it's not out fishing.
Well, you know, you got to do maintenance sometime,
that's
Frank.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. The boat's looking really good.
The boat looks really good.
You just came in from the yard, right?
That's correct. We were there for about 2.5 weeks.
2.5? And what did you do in 2.5 weeks?
Oh, we did a lot of stuff. You know, Pete, it goes every year. You know, you think maybe this year you will not have to do quite as much, but it seems like you always spend about the same amount, sometimes a little more. I know next year we're really spending big money, but it's just, you know, things that you got to take care of. A big thing this year, probably cost wise, was all new railings.
It looks so good.
The teak is just amazing. You know, it's 2 inches thick and by 12, and today it sells for $140 a foot.
A board foot. Yeah, you were telling me that, and I couldn't believe that.
Right. For 1 foot.
It really makes you think that maybe you should go to mahogany, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that boat's always had teak, and luckily I bought it 2.5 years ago. So
yeah, before the price like tripled or something like that, right? Yeah.
But anything, you know, today, anything that you go to buy, I went down to buy two sheets of quarter-inch aluminum 5086, and it was almost triple the price that I paid last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. Yeah, raw materials are tough. Everything.
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 Food, fuel, everything's going up. But it is, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
What you got to be happy about is fish are biting.
The fish are biting. Speaking of fuel, just to kind of throw out that subject, fuel, as everybody knows, except where I just was in Montana, where it's $2.80 a gallon.
Yeah.
What are we paying now? $4.20 a gallon here.
Yeah,
thanks, Gavin Newsom. fuel is going through the roof, and how is that going to affect what's going on with the fleet right now?
You
it's
got
to have some effect.
I haven't heard too much from the guys.
Yeah.
I know my feeling is the longer trips, the 8 and 10 day trips, I can see where there might be a fuel surcharge. But as far as these 3 day trips when we're fishing, you know, 50 to 80 miles and things like that, I'm going to do my best to avoid having a fuel surcharge just because it's, you know, people don't like those add-ons.
Right.
I don't blame them.
Yep.
But at some point we might have to. And I know some of the guys have, I know that some of them have talked about it. Right now I'm going to discourage it as much as I can. Not that anybody will pay attention, but that's the way I feel.
Is fuel the major expense on a long-range operation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when when that major expense goes through the roof, you've got to,
it really hurts, you know.
Yeah.
And then obviously when fuel goes up like that, it just seems like everything else has, which we've seen, you know, food isn't any cheaper. That's
for sure.
It's just tough.
So what you're saying is that if you want to get rich, don't buy a long range or a local boat.
You have no idea how true what you say is. I mean, this is, I don't know of a business that's tougher to make a net profit in owning a sport fishing boat.
Yeah.
Because so much of your gross is taken away before you subtract any of your expenses.
Yeah.
You know, the city of, or the ports of San Diego, that damn fisherman's landing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The bait man, the sack dues, this dues, that dues. You know, it amounts to
permit costs.
30% plus off the top.
That's the
right gross. Off the top.
Off the top.
Off the top of the gross.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
And that's before you even put a drop of fuel in, right?
Yep. And
Yes.
And it's a tough business, but I'm not going to lie to you. Do we make a profit? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
If you run a good operation, you're going to make a profit.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it's like any business today, it's getting more challenging, and people need to understand that.
You know, I read, and I'm sure some of the other people did it, the article was a restaurant in New York City charges $14 and some cents for a particular kind of, you know, a special sandwich, and they're losing anywhere from $80 to $1.20. And you know, the typical the typical remark is, I can make this at home for $5.
Yeah.
Well, try paying insurance and all your help and adding this and that.
Right.
And it gave an actual breakdown in the costs.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was
a
pretty interesting article.
So the bottom line is, fish are biting. Fishing is more popular than ever, and that's because it is just such a great thing to do, and that's why we do it, right?
I have to agree with you. It's amazing how many people are still coming into the sport. It just seems like each year it gets more and more, and I know Rick can testify to that just simply by the amount of new anglers that are coming in to buy their first rod, their first reel, and the whole bit. So we're very, very fortunate that that's happening, and I can't think of a, you know, there's other things that you can do that are very rewarding, but boy, going fishing, being out in that ocean air, and having good camaraderie with the people that you're aboard with, which is key to me, and And then the bonus is catching a beautiful fish. And then the bonus, the extra bonus, comes when you take it home and eat it, because that bluefin is to die for.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's, I mean, the quality of the operations here in San Diego are just unparalleled. I mean, people just are blown away at how good the quality of the sport fishing is here.
And thanks to our processors, they do such a good job. You know, they ice the fish as soon as it comes off the boat, and they get it on the fillet table. And if you have the time to pick it up right away and take it home fresh, it's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Now, I watched the dolphin leaving on their 6:30 a.m. departure half-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing this morning. Are they catching local fish here?
Well, I saw the report that he had 85 calico bass.
Bass are biting, yeah.
And a lot of them released. So,
yeah.
Yes,
so
bass
that's, that's what he kept.
85. Yes,
85 is it. So, and that's 14 inches or better. So, can you imagine how many they released?
Usually it's over 100.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I know Seaforth has had good bass fishing too, with an occasional yellowtail. So the half day boats are catching fish, yes. And Booger, you know, he had a nice day yesterday at the Coronado Islands. He had 41 yellows, 12 to 20 pounds.
Sweet.
So, I know that Taro's over there today, and so is on the Liberty, and so is Booger. So.
Yeah. So they're back at the islands. Now, what about the Polaris Supreme? I know, or the other boats. You got a report. The weather kind of kept the boats in the last day or two.
Last since Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday, okay. And so, but they're back. Some are back out today.
Right. The Liberty, not the Liberty, I'm sorry.
Polaris Supreme.
Polaris Supreme, the Pegasus. And the American Angler, I know we're out. I know there's more boats than that, but I got a report from Aliar this morning. He had three fish, 80 to 120. Angler had six aboard, and Whitey had three aboard, and at least three aboard. And weather was plenty nice enough, and all the fish were caught in the dark. And no fish so far after daybreak. But I think there might be something going on, you know, the way it's been acting this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to remember, the guys are fishing till 11, 12 at night before they head for home.
Because they're not far to get back. And
yeah, it's 60, 70 miles. So, you know, that's another thing I want to bring up is those folks that are leaving on a boat at 7, God, do everything you can to get here by 6 and check in. Because when the guys can, they want to leave at, they want to leave early.
Yeah.
It matters, you know.
You're missing fishing time.
That's right.
A lot of these trips are being made in that dark before the morning gets here.
On the Supreme, we're leaving at 6, and next year I may even change it to 5.
Uh-huh.
And we're feeding, you know, you get dinner aboard on departure, and it makes a big difference to get out there early, you know, maybe not to start catching fish right away, but to get situated and see where the temperature edges are, and you can pretty well figure where you're going to find fish.
Yeah. Now, you you and Aliar just put a partnership together for the Polaris Supreme. How's that operation working out?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 12.
Wow.
That's awesome.
He's quite the guy. He's very humble, gives credit to his crew and not to himself, and runs a very good operation. Not that there isn't things that we can't change and always do better, and we're going to be constantly working at that. And but he is something else. I mean, you know, he finally had a day off, and at 8 o'clock the next morning he was down on the boat.
Wow.
So you know, so he is just intense and loves what he does, and I just can't say enough about him.
That's awesome.
You know, not that he's, I mean, he's no more intense than Roy Rose is, and Renee, but boy, this kid loves to fish. So I got to guarantee you that.
Yeah. And how's the move over to Seaforth?
On a scale of 1 to 10, again, it's a 12.
Yeah.
You know, people, it's been very appreciated over there, and they love it over there. And
first true long-range boat over
that's
there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
and correct. In history, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
The Deluxe was over there for a while, a long time ago, but not for very long.
Yeah. Wow. Well, great operation. And yesterday was the scene, Seaforth Sport Fishing for the Captain Rollo's kids at Sea Friends of Rollo used tackle sales. How did that go, Frank?
Well, I unfortunately wasn't there because I had some obligations that I had to take care of. But I know that they did very, very well. They had a good showing of people and raised some significant funds for Friends of Rollo.
Yeah, for taking kids fishing.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And thanks to all our listeners that were there helping out. And I'm sure that they they achieved some great deals on, because, I mean, like Ricky said yesterday, the prices, Mike Lum and Tim Baker just did a phenomenal job of pricing that stuff to go. They didn't want to take it home.
That's such an epitome of a win-win just all the way around. It's, you know, a great donation by somebody of their gear that they're not using anymore. It's a tax-deductible donation. Then it goes, you know, into the, you know, pool of all the stuff that's going to be for sale. It's priced extremely aggressively, you know, meaning that you're getting a really good deal. So it's another win for the someone who's buying some great deal. And then the biggest win is all that money is just going to take more kids fishing. It's just that whole event is so, it's great. It makes you feel good from every step, no matter how you're participating, whether you're sending kids out fishing with your gear or you're sending them out by buying new gear. It's just it's a really cool event. And I'm so stoked that it was as successful as it was.
Yeah. And thanks to Mike Lum, Tim Baker, Harold Davis.
So hard.
I mean, all the people that just worked so hard to make it. Mike Lum is just like the amazing human being.
He is. Yeah. You know what, Pete? I just came up with an idea, and I'm going to talk to Mike and Harold about it. It just seems to me that at least once or twice a year, maybe we could afford to charter a boat like the Tribute or the Liberty and do a father-son deal paid for by Friends of Rollo to go fish tuna. Like,
wow.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Great.
Really and cool. Maybe make it something special where you have to qualify for it. We'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
It sure would be nice to let these kids. I mean, I can remember on the RP when we had the father-son trip we used to have, or father-kids trip. I shouldn't say father-son because I get in trouble with that. It's father, mother, daughter, son.
Family trip.
There you go.
Family
trip. That I remember one trip that every kid on the boat caught a bluefin over 100 pounds.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that is just really special.
That's pretty amazing. That's a trip they'll never forget.
That's right.
Yeah. No. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. We haven't even scratched the surface of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun and what's going on there.
Yeah, we got a great show. So stoked to have Captain Frank in here and so much great stuff to cover, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. It's always a busy show when Frank's here. The phones are already packed up, but we have 2 hours of taking your phone calls, and we're looking forward to it. Again, 213-432-1090. Or better yet, you can text the show, a very fun new option that's been a great addition to Let's Talk Hookup. Text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the only way you can do it. It's a free download. Not only how you text the show, but a great way to listen to the show archives, keep up with fun information on Let's Talk Hookup. It's a great feature. So again, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And for all of our callers today, we have a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to go fishing on board the Liberty, fish with Captain Taro and Anibal, and on that great opportunity on a full day trip at a fisherman's landing. How cool is that?
Oh, wow,
somebody's
going
to get to go fishing on a great trip. So again, if you want to get through, talk to Frank, have your shot at winning that great trip and join in on the fun. 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish at social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris in the Muskoka. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it is. Captain Frank Lopresti. So, yeah, Royal Polaris. So, how much longer before you're going fishing? I know Roy's down there on the boat right now, itching. Right.
We leave Friday on a three-day trip.
On a three-day? Okay.
Yep. And then we got a couple day and a halves.
Oh.
And then a three and a three. And I think June 18th we start on an eight-day trip.
Okay. So, what about, I mean, all the boats have just been packed.
Yes.
Is there any availability?
It's very, very little availability.
Yeah.
I mean, all the boats are booked up as good as they ever have been, if not better.
Yeah.
I think most boats, you might find an opening in late November. I know we have a three-day trip in November on the Supreme that's got three or four openings.
Really?
I know the Shogun is all booked up, and so is the Royal Polaris. The Royal Polaris, the only trip it has openings on is the Christmas trip, which if we're lucky, we'll probably go to Guadalupe or fish the bluefin. You know, last Christmas, the five-day trips just kicked the crap out of the bluefin. So
yeah.
It's not necessarily Guadalupe. It'll be Guadalupe or bluefin.
Yeah.
And in regards to that, we all have or are supposed to receive permits for sure. They've been okayed.
For Guadalupe.
But to the end of November, and we're applying for December also.
Okay. All right. That's good news.
Yes.
It's good news.
So you will be going to Guadalupe on some trips.
On some trips, yes.
Yeah.
It's a little more expensive for sure.
We talked about that. There's a new $75 per day fee,
per person.
And is there a maximum number of days you're allowed to go?
Yes, 3 days.
3 days. So the maximum permit fee would be $225.
That's
then,
correct.
Additional.
In addition to the customs,
additional customs costs. Yeah.
It amounts to close to $450 additional for your trip.
For your trip.
Yep.
Yeah. To go fish this amazing place.
It is an amazing place.
At the Biosphere Reserve that we're so grateful that Mexico's allowing us to be there.
At first, it really upset me. And when I really think about what a pristine place that is and the opportunity to fish there, you know, I know some people will say, oh, I'm not going to go there. That's fine. That's your choice. But if I was on a trip and you know, I think most guys are going to make their minds up like 4 or 5 days before the trip because we've got to get the paperwork in. But if the bluefin fishing is excellent and it's quality bluefin, I'm sure most guys will probably do that. But if it's not excellent, up and down, And the fishing took over in Guadeloupe. I'm sure we'd buy for Guadeloupe.
So much fun. Would you pay it, Rick?
It's not even a question.
Yeah, me either.
Just from the opportunity I got to fish down there. Last trip was on the Royal Polaris. It's just like you said, it's a very special place. It's very unique. It's calm waters. It's big fish. It's fly line sardine fishing, my most favorite way to catch a fish. It's just... That place is—it's special. It really is. It's a different thing. And what I pay the extra cost is not even a question. And that's coming from a guy that doesn't have unlimited funds. I mean, that's a serious amount for somebody like myself. But
it's a lot of money for him.
But you know, we're saving up, and it's a big trip, and that's just that factor wouldn't even be a question for me.
Yeah.
That you know, the other opportunity you got to remember, there's some awfully beautiful yellowtail.
Oh man,
there,
totally.
So.
Yeah, that's
I love that place.
yeah, me too.
And you're on a 6-day Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip in early October. Mm-hmm. It could be a destination.
I wouldn't be bummed on that, buddy.
And
let
so
me tell you.
We shouldn't
talk about that trip too much because it's full.
Oh, it's all. Yeah, it's been full. But I'm gonna make a notation here and to say that trip's been full for over a year. But there were spots that came available, and that's the point I want to make, is whether it's the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, the Polaris Supreme, whatever boat it is.
Call the operators or the offices and put yourself on standby.
Because you may get a phone call that says, hey, we just had somebody schedule change, and you can have this spot if you want it.
I believe we have a 7-day 15th of December to the 22nd of December. I know the Shogun's full. The RP, they have a charter there, but the RP has plenty of openings on that trip, only has 7 or 8 reservations, and we will be going on that trip. But that's an excellent time to fish Guadeloupe. And there again, if we're not fishing Guadeloupe, we'll be fishing that bluefin.
Yeah.
So.
Now, we have a Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Polaris in December that's full.
Yes.
That'll be fishing Guadeloupe.
Well,
most
again,
likely. Okay.
I would just put it at 50-50.
Okay.
Okay.
Depends on.
And because it's 7, we could opt to fish 2 days at Guadeloupe and then come back and fish 2 to 3 days of bluefin.
Oh.
Depending on where the bluefin is.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
not at all.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Frank, so let's jump into
it. You got it, buddy. Let's start it off this morning with Tom. Tom calls from University City. Tom, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, my question is about how you judge whether to scrub a trip related to weather coming up on this last weekend. You know, obviously you're looking at wind and swell. Could you talk a little bit about the threshold for wind and waves and the considerations for going versus canceling?
Yeah, first of all, it depends on the size of the boat. That makes a difference.
Sure.
Whether it's a long-range boat or a plywood glass boat or wooden boat, a long-range boat is going to go up to 22, 23 knots, okay? And the only reason, and we can go in 25 to 30, but then you're beating up the people, and it could make for tough fishing because when it's blowing that hard, your water temperature is going to drop too. For example, when I talked to Aliar, who was leaving last night, he wanted to go west, but he didn't go west because the water temperature out there dropped to 59 degrees.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, you know, that makes a difference. We don't want to take people out and give them a bad experience when we can help it. Now, there's other times that, you know, 20, 22, 23 knots, we're going to go. But there it was forecasted 25 to 40. And the swell was down to 8 and 9 seconds, big swell. And now it's up to 16, 18 seconds. So that makes a difference. But all of those things, and then, like I said, you know, if it's a smaller boat, makes a difference. Plywood glass boat versus a steel hull or an aluminum hull. You know, the guys sure don't want to bust up their boats, that's for sure, and it just doesn't pay. So from the passenger standpoint to the owner's standpoint, it's not a good idea. Does that answer your question well enough?
I think it did. So thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's go down south. Talk to the man, Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Lanero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Hello, Frank.
Hello, John. Hi, how are you?
Good. Enjoying some good fishing, speaking of tuna.
Perfect timing for the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament 2 weeks from today.
Absolutely, Pedro.
Yeah.
The tuna really showed up this weekend in a big way. You know, we've had them, we've been catching the big guys drift fishing, you know, along the park line there off of Rincon. We've been catching yellowfin to 100 pounds, but, you know, it's every fifth boat maybe picking one up. Just drift fishing on the live sardine. And we've been really waiting on the yellowfin to come in under the porpoise. And they really, really have this week. Nice fish, 15 to 30 pounders. Limits pretty much for everybody going out. They're 15 to 30 miles off under fast moving schools of spinner porpoise out there. So, give you kind of a good idea. Our friend Bruce Borgrave had a ranch tournament, just ended yesterday. It was 9 boats and they fished 2 days, but, the 2 winning teams released 6 marlin apiece and the limits of tuna, a yellowfin, though. And literally all the boats and all 9 boats in the tournament limited on yellowfin. A lot of striped marlin around, too. Gosh, you know, and they're in close. They're 2 to 4 miles off from the lighthouse up to the ranch, literally real, real close inside. And lots of tailors, a lot of jumpers, and everybody targeting them is releasing at least one and multiple releases on the stripers. A lot of stripers around. Let's see what else. Oh, rooster fish, my gosh. Big guyos, lots and lots of rooster fish right now.
Wow.
Yeah, 30 to 60 pounders are pretty common. You know, if the anglers sit out there all day working the rooster fish, they're going to catch at least one 50 pounder.
Jeez.
And multiple releases on them. We're getting real, real good bait. We've got a good, nice, big sardine this year and real, real good numbers. They're being real generous with the bait and that's really helping the fishing as well. So, and on the bottom, lots of African pompano mixed with a few pargo, but a nice size African pompano, really good eating fish, to about 10 pounds, but loads and loads of them. Everybody's limiting on the pompano, so the fishing's really, really picked up. The real 80-degree constant water now, and we're the end of the season, so it's going to be good.
Sounds so good.
Our timing is perfect, right, for the Cutwater Spirits. Let's Talk Hook Up 25th Annual Rancho Leonero Tournament.
It somebody, sure is. And, yeah. And Frank, we've got a room for you. We've got
I was just going to say, when it comes to Rancho Leonero, who cares about the fishing? That place is so much fun. It is so wonderful to be at that place. And man, fishing's a bonus as far as I'm concerned.
No question.
I wouldn't be upset a bit to go down there and hang out at Rancho Leonero. It is a fun, wonderful place.
Frank, I know you know if the rooster fish are biting, you're going to be there.
I'm sure they're going to try.
I'm serious, Frank. Come on down.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, and we do have a room available for that sold out tournament, right?
Yeah, we have. We do have. We have 2 rooms left, and one of them's for Frank.
All right.
Thank you, John. Very, very much.
Well, you got it, buddy.
Great, Frank. Well, I know Ricky's going with Dallas. I'm going down. It's going to be a great tournament. We're looking forward to it. If you want to come and join us for that Cutwater, $5,000 in cash up for grabs for that tournament. And it's all about fun. There's not going to be
25 years of fun.
Yeah, 25 years of fun down there. And we're going to thank Youssef and the people at Cutwater Spirits for donating that $5,000 for somebody. First place, $3,000.
So cool.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And again, the entry fee for that $3,000.
Nothing to get in. Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time, John. And so if you want to join us, how do we do that?
Thanks. 800-646-2252 or rancholeno.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate
Take care,
that
John.
Very much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You will, for sure.
All right. Hey, phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump back into
it. You got it, man. Everybody's excited to talk to Frank, just like John, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always, and Frank, I always love talking with you. And you know, I got your 2 8 day trips in June. I'm on both trips, so I don't even get off your boat. And that's
good having you, John.
That's kudos to you, though, right? I love fishing on your boat so much, and I love the group that I'm fishing with in the first 8 days. and I've wanted to fish on John Collins' trip that this year I'm going to do both. And I got to fish with you a couple years ago on that 8-day. Are you going to go on the 8-day this year by any chance?
No, I'm going on a 7-day later with my family, but not this year, no. But,
yeah.
You know,
speaking
like
of your family, how's your granddaughter? How's her wrestling?
She's doing wonderfully well. She's starting a wrestling program at McAllister back in Minnesota.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. That's awesome.
But,
well, have a great trip, John, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Calling,
sure,
John.
Appreciate that. A great text from Ben in Golden Hill. How long have you owned the RP? What's the biggest tuna you've brought aboard, and what's your most memorable bite that you were on? And also, is there room for one? Is the trip that has room for one in the October trip? So he had a lot of questions there.
Well, the most memorable trip ever. First of all, I've owned the boat since January of
78. 78, wow.
It was built in 75. Bill had it through 77.
You bought it from Bill Poole?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, the day he put it in the water, I remember walking into the office and telling him, when the boat pulled into the slip, he was sitting in the office afterwards, and I walked in and said, when you're ready to sell that boat, I'll be ready to buy it.
Wow. That's so cool.
But
and at that time you owned the Searcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which was the Cape. Was the Cape Polaris.
Think about
that Cape
too.
Polaris. Like when you owned it, it was a Cape Polaris.
Yes.
Think about that being the first day that boat comes in.
Yeah.
I'm buying that thing.
I'm buying it.
What was amazing is it only took 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
No doubt.
But let's see, most memorable trip. Oh, the Clipperton trip where we had fish over 300 stands out. I would say probably one of the most memorable ones is the Harold Davis trip where we had 73 fish over 200.
Oh, gosh.
And we only had two people aboard that had ever caught a fish over 50 pounds.
Oh, my.
So.
And was Harold actually aboard that trip?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He was, you know, I give him that spare steering wheel. So
he can tell you where to go.
He can tell you what's going on.
Believe me, he always has something to say.
That's it. Captain Harold.
So, let's see. Does that answer?
Biggest tuna to come over the rail is the last question.
The biggest? 398.
Oh, my gosh.
A yellowfin.
Yes.
Yeah. And then also, was that availability on the October trip?
I didn't know there was one. There must have been a cancellation. I couldn't tell you if it's still there or not.
Easy to figure out. Go to RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website's link page. Or you go to the Royal Polaris, you go to the schedule, and it'll tell you if it's green, you go. But again, like we talked about, call the office. Get on the list.
Right.
You never know what. They'll say, I want to go on a trip.
Right.
Let them know the time frame, and they'll try and get you
on. They'll be open. We're open on Saturdays, but not Sundays.
Okay.
And they'll be in there. Jen's usually in there by 7:45 in the morning.
Okay. All right. Very good. And thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Bill. He's calling us from Hayward this morning. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
You there, Bill?
We got you, Bill.
Do we have Bill?
Well, let's jump on to the next, and maybe we'll try John. John's calling us from Long Beach this morning. John, you hanging in with us?
I'm hanging, guys.
All right, buddy. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I wanted to ask Frank. I think he said a minute ago I wasn't listening to my phone here. Which are you running some trips this year?
You know, right now I'm going to be on several trips, but I'm not running any, and that's mainly because I just don't feel right about my back, you know, how it's going to act up. The relief operator this year is going to be Sean Trowbridge, who I have much respect for, an excellent, excellent fisherman. And he will also be working as the second operator on some trips. But I just feel better that way. I'm going to miss not running the boat because it's one of the biggest pleasures I have. But right now I'm planning on Sean running those trips, and I feel very strong about him running the boat.
What a great addition to the team. That's really great to hear.
Yeah, I fished with
Sean. And also,
I believe last year or year before,
I think he was running.
Go ahead.
I feel your pain about costs going up. Our business costs have gone up 30% in the last year, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody does, and I hate to even talk about it, but it's just there.
It's part of life.
Well, it's a fact.
John, we look forward to seeing you when you come down for your trip.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John, for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming. Maybe more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Frank Lopresti on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation date, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
When you're talking great gear, Trinidad.
Oh, man. It's the single greatest casting reel, I'm going to say, that's ever been made, and I don't know if it will ever be topped. A single-speed star drag that has tons of power, the single best free spool in my mind. It's just awesome. You can't put pen to paper and design a better reel than Trinidad.
Yeah, yeah. Castability and power. And here's something that I noted after my trip to Loretto, is the difference in, if you have a gold Trinidad, great reel, unbelievable reel. I remember landing a giant tuna on a Trinidad 30 many years ago when they first introduced it. The power of the new Trinidad A is even beyond
Totally surpasses.
Yeah.
X-ship, the fact that the left side plate and the frame are all machined from the same piece of forged aluminum. It is the strongest, most rigid reel out there. Great drags, even better gears. The Trinidad's a number one.
Is there any better reel to use on a long rod?
No doubt. There isn't. Trinidad A is the single best surface iron jig reel ever made.
Surface iron.
I love it.
Got it all. Love Trinidad them. A from Shimano on your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a great time here this morning. Tons of great info going on. If you want to join us on the show this morning, we want to hear from you. Still tons of time. 213-432-1090.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Well, before we do, I had a fun text that came through that I thought would be a fun one. This is from Josh in Salem. Frank, with all the long-range boats full and booking earlier and earlier, do you think there's ever going to be any plans on building another long-range sport fisher in the future? I'm ready to book. That's from Josh.
From Josh in Salem, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I might add, yeah. You're listening to us probably on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Josh, you know, that's a very difficult question, because whether it's steel or aluminum, the cost of building, for example, a Royal Polaris today would be at least $7 million.
Wow.
And to try and build a boat like that, or like the XL, It's just so cost prohibitive. And the only way you can do it is you have to, you know, rather than thinking you're going to pay for it in 20 years, you got to think about paying it for it in 40 years.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, I really looked into building a new boat before we bought the Supreme. And to build an 85-footer, not a true long-range boat, but to build an 85-footer that was mainly designed for 2 and 3 and 3 day trips, it was $3 million plus. So you can imagine to build something 110 foot or 115 foot and have that much more in fish holds, refrigeration, staterooms, everything else. It's $6 to $7 million. So I don't know. You know, I would like to do it, but I don't, you know, I'm getting up there in years. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's going to maybe take some a new person in the industry.
All right.
Well, that's a great question.
Good, good question, and thanks for the text there.
You got it. Well, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for our catch report today, sponsored in part by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Ann's and Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ann's and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Ann's also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check annsandknives.com for more details, and get the Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Processing. Let's start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Ryan Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing
man,
excellent.
Man, I can't even fathom $7 mil for a new boat. That's just
It'd take a while to pay that back.
Holy cow. Man, and you know, I got to tell you, Frank, every time I see Aliar's report to that Supreme, it just puts a big smile on my face. It's a good thing, man. He's doing a fantastic job down there with that rig. That's good stuff, man.
Thank you, man.
Well, you trained him.
Well, he spent a lot of time on the boats up here with us, and yeah, it's just good to see that success. Just we all knew it was going to happen, so it's just good to see.
That's cool
stuff. Hey, up here, a funky week, obviously, you know, we dealt with that wind up here and all that good stuff. Surprisingly, our water temps didn't take that much of a hit, though. 63 to 65 is kind of what we were fishing all this week, and the bass fishing on our half-day trips has been pretty fun. Still, I'd say the live bait, we've had some really nice live anchovy for bait, and that fished really well across the board, either on the surface or for the guys that were dropping down to the bottom with the sinker. A majority, though, of our calico bass that we're catching is still out over the hard bottom. We haven't had a good day in the kelp yet. It's just that fish is still just kind of down midwater, down near the bottom. We're seeing it boil around a little bit in the kelp. We're just not catching it like we are in the open hard bottom. So the guys fishing the rubber lures, they've been able to catch some good fish on that hard bottom. And then on that same hard bottom, guys fishing the sheephead with the clam and the shrimp have been doing just fine with that kind of stuff. Our three-quarter day, right now we're still out in that deeper water fishing some sculpin. Along with that sculpin, there's some mixed rockfish. That's kind of been day-to-day as well with the bait kind of moving in and out in that deeper water. But some nice reds, grouper on the live baits, some whitefish and other mixed stuff as well for the guys fishing the squid strips and all that kind of stuff. We're also starting to split some time. You know, go out there in the morning, catch some fish, throw them in the bag, and slide in and just keep that inside sector down there off of Camp Pendleton honest. We're seeing some good kelp growth, too. You know, that barn kelp and yellowtail kelp there off Las Pulgas, that stuff grew real nice over the winter, so it's nice to see some good kelp in there. So it's just a matter of time before that stuff starts kicking out some fish, some bass and whatnot inside there. And then the Fury, again, with the weather, you know, he wasn't at Kalmeni this week. He's out there this morning, I think, as we speak. So hopefully Marcus can get around on some of that yellow that's been over there. I don't imagine it really went anywhere. It's just a matter of, you know, relocating and catching for him over there. So I'll have a good report on that later this afternoon. Hopefully he'll get his fish count up and we can see how he did there. So that's really it. I will also like to put out there that we have a CCA music cruise on the 29th from 7 to 8:30. Little fundraiser for CCA. It's on the Dana Pride. It's a music cruise, live music and cocktails. $50 a person gets you on the boat there. So it's a double whammy. Come enjoy some nice live music. Kind of cool to get out and see that again, as well as, you know, help CCA raise a few bucks.
So and when is that event?
That is Saturday the 29th from 7 to 8:30.
All right, yep. next Saturday.
That's cool.
Yep, next Saturday night. Bring the wife or the girlfriend or whatever. Come enjoy some time. You can call our office and make those reservations as well. So super simple. So our number here, 949-496-5794. Excuse me. Or, of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com, and you can book online from there.
That sounds like a fun night. Well, great report. Great job, as always. You guys do such a killer job there at Dana War Sport Fishing, and we'll look forward to hearing another report with a little less wind next week.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, you hop on that CCA cruise, and then when you get in, you can jump on the pier and go overnight fish.
Hey, sounds like a perfect
like your style,
day.
Man.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, Willie, appreciate that very much.
All right.
Talk to you later. Yeah.
Thanks. Now, speaking, of course, that's next Saturday at CCA event. Also next Saturday is our first San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast at the one and only Encinitas Ford with Mr. Mark Wheeler. And it's going to be your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Advancing Contest. It's a trip for one on any available Kingfisher Charters trip in Sitka, Alaska. Woo! In 2022. Of course, it has to be 2022 because he's totally sold out for 2021. But that's a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, your own 4 or 6-pack trip out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay right there. Great 6-pack, 4-pack boat out of Dana Landing. We're going to give away a set of AFCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. Lots of giveaways, too. We're going to be just giving stuff away just for showing up. That next Saturday, all you need to do is check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for the rules and the details. So that's this coming Saturday. Don't miss it, 7 and 9 a.m. at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. We'll be there. Wayne Cota from CCA will be there, and, of course, Mark Wheeler will be there. He's fresh back from a trip to Baja on his boat. I'm sure he'll have some good info for us.
I can't wait, man. That's a fun one. And great way to kick it off.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Another great event, be sure to mark your calendar for Saturday, June 12th at Portuguese Hall here in Point Loma. They're going to have the CCA Ohana dinner and all of great live auction, music and dancing. That's another CCA event that's for the San Diego chapter Saturday, June 12th. So be sure to mark your calendar for that one.
Lots of fun stuff coming up. Well, we're going to continue with our catch report. Talk to our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line right now. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, you guys? How's it going?
It's going good. I want to know how that surf fishing's going on.
The thing is, the overall trend is real good. It was a little rough this week with the weather, of course. You know, the wind put the anglers on the shore struggling a little bit. There was some overall good trends, like I said. The halibut fishing's been improving with lots of fish on the beaches and in the bays. The croaker bite's been improving. What was mostly yellowfin has now turned into good numbers, the spot fin, and some of the fish are up in that 5-pound class. Anglers also reported lots of sand crabs on the beaches, and with them, good numbers of corbina. They're light biting, but that should change, you know, as the water warms. And then finally, a big influx of white sea bass in the shallows. Most of the fish are short, but a few kickers to 35 inches have been landed. Some of those better fish inside edges of the kelp bed and on the reefed beaches. And also the calico bass have been active. So, all things are going. It was just a little bit of a weather. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action off Goleta Beach there. Lots of bait with the fish stacked up. MS anchovy pattern flash minnow has been hot for those guys. Look for the birds to find a little better water. The perch fishing has also been good with most anglers posting limits. Several fish were ripe, so we are seeing that the late spawn, but it is happening. Top fish was a 1-pound, 8-ounce fish taken on a soft-shell sand crab. Wiley's reported good action on the shallow reefs, and this was up and down the coast. The calico bass are really active in the shallows now, and you can take them on swim baits, cut squid, shrimp, things like that. Most fish in the 12 to 16-inch range, with the occasional white sea bass, like I was saying, in the shallows. Big rock, pecker thrower, matador, good places there. Just fishing in Redondo, reported some quality corbina in that Torrance Beach section. Shop regular there took a 2-pound, 10-ounce fish on a bloodworm, white sea bass and calico bass active on the Palos Verdes Peninsula. Big fish reported good quality corbina. Sunset Beach ghost shrimp has been a top bait for these early fish. One angler took a 3-pound fish on a ghost shrimp. Some bonefish catches also reported with the water warming at the Marina Stadium. Catch some tackle reported good croaker action off the street jetties, fish to 4 pounds. Hogan's reported good calico bass action from State Park to Cotton's there. Swim baits working, a few sea bass mixed in. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported good halibut fishing in the lagoons. I think a 38-inch fish taken before that wind came up was the top catch in the lagoon. Now it's taken on a live sardine. Woo! Lots of report. And finally, Dawson Short there at Pacific Coast was telling me that he took Corey's new drop shot swim bait and knocked the tar out of the bass in the San Diego Bay there. Took 41 fish, one corbina, one orange mouth, and two halibut. It's in that new drop shot bait. I looked at those things. They're beautiful little baits. Nice loop. Nice. They got a little shimmer of color on the side. Perfect for that drop shot. What a nice bait that is. And boy, I guess it works.
Yeah, obviously it does.
Hey, Gundy, I have a question for you. Do you find it to be much better on the incoming tide, or does it make a difference in coming or outgoing?
You know, I would say, you know, if I had my pick, I would probably fish an incoming tide. But, you know, if I just have a certain stretch of time and there's a strong tide moving outward, I have no problem fishing that, especially in the bigger bays like San Diego, Mission Bay, Newport Harbor, where you get those real strong tide strokes. Preferred incoming, but not limited to, okay? Yeah.
Thank you, Gundy. Boy, I'll tell you, man, that I don't understand why there aren't many more people fishing the surf.
Surf is fun, isn't it?
It is fun, and, God, it's
easy access, well, inexpensive.
You know, you don't always have the time to get on a boat and go out for a day and a half or a 2 day, but 6 hours in the day, you can quite often find.
3 hours.
Just 3 hours.
A little stress reliver after work for a little bit.
What a stress reliever. You bet.
And I'll tell you, all my tackles shops are saying that business is really good. Lots of new faces, lots of families, and they're really embracing kind of like you're talking about the surf fishing thing. It's there's a little bit more to it than most people see, I think.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, for it's pretty reasonable cost-wise.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks a lot for that. Great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, I'm enjoying the show. Love to hear from the legends.
Thanks. All right, thanks. And that and surffishtackle.com is your place to get all your surf fishing reports, your tackle, and more. Surffishtackle.com. Great spot for surf fishing.
No doubt.
You know who used to do a lot of that is John Yamati.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming in, including a big block of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure
adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.